then it pulled back, right? Was that not true? That it,
I don't think when I was there it did. It may have, but I don't recall that it did.
Well, I was going to ask you about the Mallory case, which I thought was during your period, and that was where some fellow wound up in prison for a parole violation. I think there were several of these cases together. And he wanted counsel on appeal, and he started out with a misdemeanor conviction. And the court held that under the circumstances of this fellow, when he was in prison and he wanted to get out, and a misdemeanor was at the root of it, that misdemeanants should be afforded counsel. I just wondered where do you think we are now? Is this issue under control? There is an initiative just went through the legislature. I didn't even know about this. Justice Swainson pointed out to me. And it has to do with the abortion controversy, and it now provides, it's the law of Michigan, effective next April, that when if a teenage or if a minor, female minor, under 18, should become pregnant and want an abortion and be unwilling or unable to get parental consent, that she can then have a right to go to court or we go to court. The initiative provides a lot of stuff, but one of the things is that she shall be provided counsel. If she's dissatisfied with the result, she will be provided further counsel for an appeal. Is this within the... paternity cases, same thing, counsel's provided. Where does this end, or are we, is this good or bad or what?
Well, you know, if you take the principle that when you have legal rights to be vindicated, that you need a lawyer to help you vindicate your rights, and you follow that right on down through to the nth degree, I think you can get pretty absurd about it. I think that principle can be and should be tempered with pragmatism. There are no absolutes that I know of, hardly any place, anywhere. Temporal truths that we operate under, and they look like absolutes, but they're always subject to test and application. If they don't work out in some agreeable way, they should be changed. And I think that you can take it so far, and you can really run it in the ground. Clearly, when major rights are at stake, there ought to be some help if a person is truly indigent. If they have to pay for it on time and can afford to, they ought to be allowed to hire their own counsel to pay for it. If they're truly indigent and the rights that to be vindicated are major, that have great lot to do with health, welfare, freedom, I don't have any problem with providing counsel, but I wouldn't provide a counsel, I don't think, an assault and battery case, for example. I'm swear where, you know, you're looking at 90 days and the system sort of takes care of it. I don't think I would burden the taxpayers with the responsibility of always providing counsel in everything that appears in the case, even where people are indigent. I think that there are ways of addressing that. We have, of course, legal aid defendant systems in place in many places. We have a bar usually is willing, in most cases to provide counsel where nothing else is available. The Bar Association was doing that long before they had legal aid and defender lawyers. The County Bar Association had legal aid committees that provided an awful lot of free services. I remember that the legal aid and defender thing took off in the mid-50s when I started practicing. The Bar Association thought it was its responsibility to provide counsel. They didn't cover it as well as they do now. But they,
when you were practicing in Flint, could you find yourself in a courtroom and the judge sitting up there and say,
"Oh yeah,
Mr. Smith, will you come here, please, approach the bench. This man needs counsel. Now I want you to take him out there and give him some assistance. He's charged with assault and battery." Did you ever encounter that?
I was sworn in on a Monday, and on Tuesday I was appointed to defend a person who was in jail. And in my absence, I was appointed. On Wednesday morning, I had to face the jury. Yeah, I had a lot of that happen to me.
Sure. Was this a good thing or not?
Well, the way I saw it function in Flint at that time, it worked out all right.
Do you remember didn't somebody give T. John an appointment like that under highly charged circumstances? And T. John said, this was a punitive appointment, I think. I don't remember.
You wouldn't take a commercial lawyer in and put him on a murder case. You put somebody who knows a murder case.
That brings me to something else. As I skim through your, what do I call it, work product?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, okay.